USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden signed the $1.9 trillion relief package into law that he says will help the United States defeat the virus and help the economy. The president moving up the signing 2 hours before he's set to deliver his first primetime address about the pandemic. The bill passing with no Republican support in the House or Senate.
It is the largest single spending bill in history, and the only bipartisan vote was the vote against the bill. Not one Republican voted for it. The question is why.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy. Derek Chauvin is now facing a third-degree murder charge. A judge reinstated the charge on Thursday against a former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd. Chauvin is also facing second-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter charges. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee.
And today we have a message for you women out there. Are you premenopausal, postmenopausal, or maybe you're in the middle of menopause right now?
Ouch.
Listen, we have thousands of clients that have reported reversing all of their symptoms of menopause. Or maybe you have thyroid imbalances. Same thing for those women. Listen, this is your time.
Absolutely. You can reverse all of those symptoms and you can be your real joyful, exuberant, and lean self again. Ladies, I don't care if 6 doctors told you you can't lose that fat after menopause or in menopause. You can. We have done it hundreds and hundreds of times, even in a medical setting documented. So make your action call today. Log on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com,
or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
The Boston bomber is suing the federal prison in Colorado where he's an inmate. He's amended the lawsuit first filed in January, now claiming he's being prevented from having contact with his family. In the initial filing, he claimed he is being unlawfully and unreasonably treated. As spring training continues, one team is making an announcement that will have many fans jumping for joy.
When the Texas Rangers open their season on April 5th against the Toronto Blue Jays, they may do it in a packed ballpark. The Rangers may be the first team to welcome back fans at full capacity next month in the wake of Texas Governor Greg Abbott's removal of all restriction on businesses. The team says they will still have mitigation strategies in place. Fans will still have to wear masks unless actively eating or drinking at their seats. The Rangers' 40,518-seat Globe Life Field opened last season with fans only being allowed back during postseason games. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt says he's lifting all COVID-19 restrictions in the state.
There will be no statewide restrictions on events or Oklahomans. I'm also removing the requirements to wear a mask in state buildings.
The Republican governor making the announcement on Thursday, saying though people are encouraged to wear a mask depending on their circumstances. He also reminds everyone,
COVID is still here, still in Oklahoma, it's still in the United States, and we still need to do our part. You can still, and you're even encouraged to wear a mask depending on your circumstances.
On Wednesday, the Senate confirmed Judge Merrick Garland as Attorney General on a bipartisan vote of 70-30. On Thursday, the new AG had this to say.
All of us are united by our commitment to the rule of law and to seeking equal justice under law. We are united by our commitment to protecting our country, as our oath says, from all enemies, foreign and domestic, and by our commitment to enforcing our country's laws and to ensuring the civil rights and the civil liberties of our people. The only way we can succeed and retain the trust of the American people is to adhere to the norms that have become part of the DNA of every Justice Department employee.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.